The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Andrea Gully, clerk for Representative Sexton and Representative Worthen. The pledge will be led by Grace Sundstrom, a page from Des Moines.
Good afternoon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come today and work for the people of Iowa. I pray that you would be with the representatives and senators here today. Give them wisdom as they make decisions. I just pray that you would keep us all healthy and help us to be respectful of one another. I pray that we would be kind and humble in our dealings with each other and that you would be reflected. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 701 by Jurdy and A. Meyer, bill for an act relating to the self-administration and storage of a bronchodilator and bronchodilator canisters and spacers relative to school and students.
First reading of bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 702 by Losey, a bill for an act establishing advertisement limitations for attorneys and counselors.
First reading of bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 703 by Brown, Powers, and Smith, a bill for an act providing for standards for mitigation of infectious diseases under the state occupational health and safety laws, making penalties applicable and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 704 by Ingalls, a bill for an act providing for a legislative review of the Iowa Code over a 10-year period.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 705 by Maxwell, a bill for an act providing for the regulation of commercial establishments maintaining certain animals, providing fees, and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Agriculture.
House File 706 by Fry, a bill for an act relating to the reimbursement rates for health care services provided by covered persons by telehealth and including applicability provisions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 707 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to interpreters and translators for limited English proficient deaf and hard of hearing persons in certain legal proceedings, making appropriations and including effective date provisions.
First reading, the bill is now ready for committee or amendment and placed on the appropriations calendar.
House File 708 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act creating a public safety equipment fund and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 709 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the pretrial contact between prosecuting witness who is a minor and the defendant.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on calendar.
House File 710 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to child endangerment committed by a sex offender and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on calendar.
House File 711 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the calculation of certain court costs in probate matters and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on Ways and Means calendar.
House File 712 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the construction of child care facilities by providing developers with sales and use tax refunds and incomes, franchise monies and credits, and gross premium tax credits, providing for fees and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on Ways and Means calendar.
Senate File 307 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the examination and transportation of dead bodies, including associated fees and costs.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment passed on file.
Senate File 376 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to certain financial obligations, including under the Consumer Credit Code and including under the criminal and juvenile justice systems and modifying criminal and civil surcharges, fines, fees, courts, and court debt, providing civil penalties and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Judiciary. Are there announcements to come before the body? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the attention of the body, there will be no floor debate today or tomorrow, as we are in funnel week. We need to allow the committees time to do their business. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourn until Tuesday, March 2nd at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before that body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for a point of personal privilege at this time?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. February was Black History Month, and 28 days is a very short month. And since, although this is the 1st of March, I'll call it February 29th here today, I want to extol the virtues of a great African-American scholar who died very recently, Dr. Walter E. Williams, a tremendous free market enterprise scholar. I would just like to read briefly the thoughts of one of his students, Professor Peter Jacobson, coincidentally has the same last name. Quote, "Walter Williams, renowned economist and my teacher, has passed away. He was 84. His accomplishments as a researcher, teacher, and public intellectual are too great to number in a single article, so I've decided to write about the side of Dr. Williams I was blessed to experience personally, Walter E. Williams, the teacher. I think you're right, but it's kind of clumsy. Those were the first words Walter Williams said to me after my long-winded answer to a question about the paradox of value. Dr. Williams, like all great teachers, understood the most important thing in economics was getting the fundamentals right. Like the great UCLA basketball coach John Wooden taught each of his players to tie their shoes, Dr. Williams had us tie our proverbial shoes every lecture in our PhD microeconomic theory class. Concepts and phrases like production, utility, and consumption we took for granted were often the target of refinement by our professor. However, he never did so to tear us down. Rather, he pushed students to perform at the highest level he could by probing our knowledge with grace and humor. His examples were both relatable and funny. Although there are too many examples to include, I've added testimonials by some of Dr. Williams' students over the years about what they've enjoyed about him as teacher. But first, I'd like to offer one last anecdote of my own. Dr. Williams once posed a puzzle to us, which was originally posed by his teacher, the late great Armen Alkian, for which he claimed to have no satisfactory answer. He asked, "Why is it that present generations produce goods from which future generations many years ahead of them benefit? That is, the people who built the Brooklyn Bridge, they're all dead, but current generations benefit from their sacrifices. Why'd they all do that?" Dr. Williams batted our answers down with relative ease, although to my knowledge, he never received a satisfactory answer. Dr. Williams has become a subject of his very own puzzle. I'm reminded of a poem by Walter Allen Dromgoole about an old man who, after crossing a large stream, took time to build a bridge behind him. When a fellow traveler asked him why he bothered to build a bridge after already passing, the old man responded, "This chasm that has been naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him." Like the subject of his puzzle and the old man in Dromgoole's poem, Dr. Williams was a bridge builder. In the 40 years he served as professor at George Mason University, Dr. Williams imparted the fundamentals of economics in the property rights tradition of UCLA to his students. He could have gotten by with being less focused on teaching as he had multiple streams of income, but instead he produced in the minds of his students an understanding of economics that will long outlast him and bless many a fair-haired youth. Despite the fact that my cohort was one of the last groups of students lucky enough to see him lecture, we will not be the last of his students. Dr. Williams' influence will continue to operate in a generation of economics teachers, which, like a sturdy bridge, will continue his legacy. I would like to take one more stab at Dr. Williams' puzzle. Why do mortal beings like he himself create value that will outlast them? Dr. Williams once described love as when you receive utility because another person receives utility. So, although Dr. Williams would scorn my unfalsifiable writing about the side of Dr. Williams I was blessed to experience personally, Walter Williams was the teacher. Rest in peace, Dr. Walter E. Williams, and I salute all of our African-American conservative scholars that often are not as renowned in the popular media culture, but who have provided so much to the intellectual discourse of conservatism, beginning with William F. Buckley at National Review, extending through the Reagan administration, and now the writings just recently of Dr. Thomas Sowell at age 90, better than ever before. I salute all of my African-American colleagues that have contributed so much in the United States, and for those who have been marginalized, who have been called sellouts or Uncle Toms, this is something that I declare it must be cured, because it's like a cancerous cell, see? Envision it, a metastasizing cancerous cell, see it? So we need to move on, and we need to be united, and we need to respect all people, whatever their ideology is when it's brought to the great marketplace of ideas. Rest in peace, Dr. Walter E. Williams.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.